Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Biz Radio U, pushing knowledge further by spotlighting the best in business.
Hello and welcome, everybody. I'm Adam Wozniak, and I'm joined here today with my good friend and co-host,
Alex Stoker.
Alex, what's going on, man?
Not much. Just looking forward to finally end.
Oh, yeah, man. The last break didn't quite last long enough for me.
Yeah, it's never too long.
Well, anyway, let's get going here. Today, we have a very special guest today, Mr. Brian Keller.
Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. You have any news you want to tell us? Anything? Any new developments with Keller Guitars?
Yeah. So last night, actually, we are in a pitch competition at Kennesaw, and we are currently in the top three.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
KSU top 100. All right. Now, for those who didn't hear the first show, why don't you tell us a little bit about Keller Guitars?
Definitely. So Keller Guitars is an acoustic guitar manufacturing company that revolves around worship and the Christian faith. So each guitar is really designed to be a tool for worship and has a Bible verse branded right onto its surface.
Hmm. Good deal. Good deal. Now, how far along are you with this business?
So we're about 5 months in. We've got all the product finalized, and our first batch of inventory will be at our warehouse on May 1st. So we're currently accepting pre-orders. So we're in the pre-order stage.
Oh, nice. Getting some sales in.
Yep.
It's got to feel great.
So what's the development like when you make these guitars? You said that you have pre-orders coming in right now.
We do.
So what's the stage from pre-orders to getting the guitars finalized?
On our end, so we work with professional luthiers. We have the guitars, the shell built and brought into our warehouse, and then we install the electronics and do all the customizations like the custom verse branding, those electronics, and then all of the marketing materials on it. We pack it up and ship it to our customer once the product gets here May 1st.
Awesome. So how do you guys go about branding it? I know, like, do you guys etch it in? Or
we do. So the verse is laser engraved on the surface.
Okay, that's fancy. And you mentioned earlier that, you know, you're in the top three now for the KSU Top 100. What's that experience been like?
It's been incredible. Being at Kennesaw State University and their Entrepreneur Center has really allowed me to develop as an entrepreneur and to test out the waters, test out the product. KSU in particular has really allowed me to hone in on my ability to portray the company and to present it to people professionally, while allowing them to see the vision of it as well. So it's been an all-around awesome experience, just getting to learn and experience.
Yeah, is there anything, like, I guess, specific from the contest that's, like, stuck out? I know, like, the mentor program, like, didn't they have, like, a mentor aspect to it?
They do, and that's phenomenal. So once you get to the top 12, they assign you with a mentor, or you actually get to choose your mentor. And I have a mentor, Sean Graham, and he's awesome. Alongside Chris Hanks, which is he runs the Entrepreneur Center. There's just incredible guys in that center that really get to pour into you, allow you to grow as an entrepreneur, and really give you their insight into business in general and how to be successful with the company.
Oh, so that's cool. So you have lots of, like, close meetings with them, and you work on, you know, different aspects of your company.
Yeah, so we'll grab coffee or lunch one day. I'll let them know, you know, what's going on with the business. They'll give me some input and maybe some ways that I can continue building the business a little bit better.
Is it like they put certain expectations and goals on you, or is it just sort of like they're working step by step?
It is more step by step. We have, you know, our long-term goals that I've set from day one, but it generally is step by step.
Have any of these goals changed since you've started the KSU Top 100 event? Like, has that been able to impact the way you've gone about your business?
Definitely. When we started, I just built a guitar for myself and I wanted to put a verse onto it.
Yeah.
And I didn't even realize that it could be a business. Once I saw that we found a niche in the market, which is really building a worship tool and not just a basic guitar.
Yeah, definitely.
We realized we found, you know, something that could be pretty special. And a lot of those guys really showed me that it could be a business. And we began figuring out how to produce them and get them into the hands of a consumer.
So you started off just as a passion for yourself. You wanted a custom guitar. And then from there, it just led to the whole business idea.
Yeah.
It's awesome. So when you went about making your first guitar, was it the same process that you're using today?
No, not at all.
Okay.
So for me, my first one was actually a kit. So I ordered a kit, did all the staining on it and whatnot that I liked. It was really just getting to tweak the aesthetics. Then moving into acoustic guitars, it really is a craft and an art to build it. And yep. I did get to learn a little bit of those luthiering skills, but there's professionals out there that are 10 times better than me at that. So we found a team of professional luthiers that now do all of the construction of the main guitar shell, and we do all the finalizations.
Did you say luthiers?
Luthier. And a luthier is a guitar maker.
Basically. Oh, okay.
It's cool. I had a friend back in high school, and he would actually make guitars too, but he would make electric guitars. I'm not sure how similar that process is. I know one's hollow body, the other's not. So I don't know which is harder, but they're both a craft, definitely.
Definitely.
Now, do you have anything planned or any hopes to do something, instruments other than guitars, or maybe something other than instruments?
So we're going to stay in the instrument realm, and we're laser focused on guitars right now, specifically those acoustic guitars. But, I mean, we're always open to opportunity in the future. So we never want to rule out doing other instruments, but right now we are laser focused on guitars.
All right, gotcha. Gotcha. So what would you say that you, what's one thing that you say you need right now to get to the next step? And what is that next step for you?
The next step's going to be getting distribution. So we're looking at a couple places to get our guitars distributed in the local Atlanta area. And then we're also working with worship leaders. We're giving them a couple guitars to just enjoy as we build a brand and promote the company and build a little bit of reputation. So it would be definitely to just getting the brand out there, getting some guitars into the hands of the right people, and having a channel to get guitars into the hands of more people.
So are you like reaching out to different or various youth groups and things like that?
More worship leaders. So we were reaching out to worship leaders and for distribution, just various musical instrument stores in the Atlanta area.
So would you go after like a guitar center, or you want to start smaller and build outward?
We are probably going to start a little bit smaller. Yeah. Like Ken Stanton would be phenomenal because they have 5 locations here in Atlanta. Have been around since 1949.
Yeah.
So something like that would be a lot better for us currently, but the main goal is to get nationally.
And what's that process like? Do you go store by store and talk to the managers, or do you send them an email, like as someone that's high up in command, or how does that work?
So being fairly new, we haven't really been in the distribution process yet. Our final inventory arrives May 1st, which is when we'll be presenting the final inventory to those individuals. But yeah, it would be testing the product in their store, and if it succeeds, then they'll be ordering a larger, you know, batch of them and possibly using it in other stores as well.
Okay. And going back to what Adam asked earlier about you and your next steps with your company, how do you determine what the next steps are when you know, you're the main brain behind everything?
Yeah.
How do you decide what comes next?
So that part's pretty tough, especially with limited resources.
Yeah.
That's another part where the mentors come into play as well. I can get some wisdom and advice from them. But we really just take a step back, look at where we want to go, and decide with our limited resources how we're going to get there. And whether that's promotion, you know, additional marketing, or you know, bringing out a new product. We just really need to find out how we can most effectively use our resources to continue pushing the business forward.
Right.
So I don't have a clear answer for that, but
yeah.
Just really talk with my mentors and seeing what's best for the company.
Okay, so the mentors definitely have had an impact, though. And those are from the KSU Top 100?
They are.
Awesome.
Yeah, they're definitely impactful.
Now, I know it's only been 5 months, but have you had any, any setbacks or anything like that?
I'm a go-getter. I want to go. So the biggest setback, I guess, is just waiting on the different pieces of the business to collide.
Mm-hmm.
So, our first batch guitars will be here at the end of the month. So I've got a little bit of a waiting period for that. But in the meantime, we're doing, you know, marketing and promotion. So we're trying to make the best of our time. I wouldn't say we have had too many setbacks yet, luckily. But, you know, we've had our own challenges that we've had to overcome so far.
So this is kind of going back to the whole idea of color guitars. Did you play music for your church or anything like that?
I do. So okay. I've played guitar for 12 years. I absolutely love the instrument. It's a huge passion of mine. And I play at North Metro Church as well.
Okay, North Metro Church. So this is going back to the KSU Top 100. What's that process like?
So I think they started with 174 people.
Yeah.
174 applications. And after out of the, like I guess they read the business concept and the top 100 was chosen out of those 174. We had to submit a, I think it was like an email or something for the first one, just a brief, you know, couple paragraphs for the business. And then they narrowed it down to 50. From those 50, I'm trying to remember if we had a 1 minute at 50. Eventually you get to a 1 minute pitch and they narrowed it down to 25 and then a 1 minute pitch to narrow it down to 12.
Wow.
And then a 3 minute pitch to narrow it down to 6 and then another 3 minute pitch to narrow it down to 3, which is where we're at now. And then our last pitch will be again, 3 minutes. It's a more of an event, so you can invite a bunch of people to come and all three of us will be competing for the prize.
Yeah. I went last year. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Like they filled up that whole room.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I don't know what to expect completely, but I'm sure it'll be awesome.
Do you know if they're still doing like the big luncheon before?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah, they are making it a pretty big event. They're bringing a bunch of investors and, but I guess just like maybe some angel investors in the KSU Center and outside of the Entrepreneur Center. So it'll be pretty neat. Even if you're not in the top three, I think the top six get to pitch just to possibly find an investor that really likes their business.
And I think they honor as many people as they can that entered.
Definitely.
I think last year they did like maybe like the top 20 people or most of the people that were in the top 20 could make it.
Okay.
And came to the launch and you know, took pictures and shook and talked with everybody and kind of got a fair shake there. But I know last year when I talked with each of the applicants, and they said the luncheon really helped.
Okay.
So it was kind of like a dry run because you're basically doing the same pitch.
Yeah.
Except for it's a little bit more casual than, I guess, the big auditorium style classroom.
Mm-hmm.
So I know personally a lot of people that have started their own businesses or they're working towards it, they have an issue with, not so much an issue, but it's kind of difficult to narrow down your pitch to just 3 minutes. What's that experience like?
Definitely. I've been learning that quite a lot as well along the way. And it's really all about your story.
Right.
People want to know, you know, the numbers and how it's going to succeed financially, but it's the story. And people, you know, want to connect to that story. So we've been, you know, slowly crafting our story as we continue building the company, as we get to talk with these different worship leaders and see how the guitars are impacting the worship leaders. So I would definitely just say story.
And did you say that you had a 1 minute pitch and then a 3 minute pitch?
Mm.
Okay. So what was harder for you, having to get it down to 1 minute or expanding on it?
I thought the 1 minute was going to be harder Yeah, I thought the 1 minute was going to be harder, but the 3 minute was actually harder.
Okay, yeah.
Because in 1 minute, I could get the story across in a couple of sentences, throw a little bit of finance in there, and I was good. The 3 minutes, it's like you really got to dig into your story without boring, you know, the crowd or the investors. So, yep, I would say the 3 minute was harder, but you got to go a little bit more in depth, so it was more interactive with the investors.
Okay. Did you just stall for like a minute and just playing?
I did walk in playing. I didn't stall with it, but I did have a little playing intro.
Yeah. Now, you had to do a couple different 1 minute pitches. Now, how would you say that your pitch developed? Like, what was one thing that you really changed and improved on? Because obviously you've improved because you made it this far. So you had to do something good.
Again, it was the story. I'm generally more on the business side. So I was trying to push the numbers, like, here's the numbers, this is how it works, this is how we're going to do it. But, you know, a lot of businesses have good numbers or have, you know, potentially good numbers. So focusing on my why more and the story behind why we were doing it was really what the investors wanted to hear a little bit more of. The numbers are important, but they wanted to hear more of that story.
Yeah, I know Chris Hanks is big on the why.
Yeah, definitely.
So if you don't mind me asking, what is that why for you? if you could go into as much detail as possible.
As much detail as possible.
Yeah. You don't have 3 minutes, though. You have as much time as you need.
Our why is to give God the glory. That's our main core. And we're building tools for worship. I don't want to just build, you know, normal guitars that everyone's competing to sell.
Right.
I want to build a tool for worship that a musician loves because they know the purpose of buying that guitar. And they know, I mean, when a worship leader chooses to be in that position or is called to that position, it's for that one reason, to give God the glory. And we wanted to just give them a tool that aligned with that, you know, same purpose.
Yeah, that's great. So this is definitely like a passion project of yours, which definitely helps differentiate you from the other businesses at the top 100, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I think that's a
I'm just pulling that out of nowhere, but I mean, it seems like you're really passionate about what you're doing.
I definitely am. The other pitches out there are phenomenal. I mean, from the top 12, it has been tight. I mean, everyone in the top 12 was awesome. But passion is definitely important. And yep. I've learned that. I had a painting company that I wasn't very passionate about. I mean, I succeeded financially, but I didn't have a passion for it. So once I found Keller Guitars, I was really willing and able to invest my time and effort into it because I had that passion.
Yeah. It's definitely easy to see. I mean, paint versus praise and worship.
Yeah. Right?
So let's just say hypothetically you win. What would be your plan, or what's your tentative plan to like go forward with that?
Definitely. So the grand prize is $100,000 of investment. Majority of that would be for additional inventory to just get a couple different kinds of products out there. We're thinking three different types of guitars. The other side of that would mostly be promotion. Like I mentioned, getting the name out there. So promotion and marketing through worship leaders and through social media and maybe a couple magazines and stuff. So mostly inventory, marketing, which will lead to sales, which are the main two things in a business. And then getting some people involved in our journey that mm-hmm. see the vision and will make it happen with us.
So yeah. Really just trying to just kickstart it even harder.
Yeah, we are launching regardless, but then the grand prize would definitely launch it a bit quicker.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And you mentioned that you're definitely going to push on expanding marketing. I'm just curious, what's your marketing like right now?
Marketing right now, so we have 10 guitars of our first batch set aside to give to worship leaders.
Right.
That's just so they can really enjoy the product, number one. Mm-hmm. Maybe give us a little bit of feedback and, you know, praise God with it. Just enjoy the guitar as we build a reputable brand or build a reputation in the worship scene.
Right.
So that's number one. We do have social media going on right now, which is, you know, a cost-effective way to get the name out there. But we will be looking at some more direct means of advertising, like a couple magazines or, magazines, online advertising. And then once we do get into that distributor, it'll be a pretty powerful thing for the actual guitar to be there so the customer can buy it, you know, right on the spot there opposed to online.
Right.
Now, are these all like guitar magazines?
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. So, you know, I'm curious to know, what's your favorite thing about Keller Guitars?
My favorite thing is that it's tied to my faith.
Yeah.
Like you had mentioned earlier, the passion part of it is irreplaceable. When I wake up every day, I honestly do have joy doing it because I know it's for a specific purpose and reason. Without that, it would be tough to continue on, especially when, you know, stuff gets harder, finances are slim.
Well. Awesome. So aside from, I don't know, music and working on this project, are there any other things that you do outside of the business that you think influence the way you do run your business? So I guess, is there anything that you do on the side that does impact Keller Guitars?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that's mostly my background in guitar. So I got started helping lead worship at Westridge Church. Really enjoyed it. Played electric guitar at their middle school service. And it was a lot of fun. And then I moved to North Metro and started helping them on their team as well. And I really began to, you know, fall in love with the worship scene and being able to praise God with music and getting to see others worship Him and worshiping Him myself. And it's just that whole aspect of it has really been what keeps Keller Guitars going for me and allowed me to even start it in the first place.
Yeah.
So you're a student. What are you studying in school right now?
I'm doing business management and finance.
Okay. So what were you planning to do with that if, you know, Keller Guitars wasn't in the picture?
Yeah, my initial game plan was, I guess, to, you know, get a job like anyone else. I think the thought of just getting a normal job like everyone else kind of seemed less appealing to me more and more as I got through college,
mm-hmm.
especially when I was doing my painting company. And like I said, I didn't really like the industry and I don't love painting, but I liked being my own boss, number one. I liked having freedom.
Yeah.
I just liked the whole entrepreneurial aspect of getting to run your own company. So that job, that 9-to-5 job, was really kind of disgusting by the end of, as I'm getting to the end of college. I will say it's definitely a lot scarier to say, oh, I'm going to be building a business after college instead of, oh, I'm working at, you know, some big company that's been around for 100 years.
Oh, definitely.
So it's a lot scarier, but it's a lot more rewarding. It's a lot more fun, I can say that. And it has a better purpose.
And you mentioned earlier that the scheduling was a big impactor for you wanting to start your business instead of having a regular 9-to-5 job. What is that schedule like for you and how do you see it moving forward? And is it something that you're doing, you know, 24 hours a day? Do you have free time for yourself? What's that like?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely healthy to have good boundaries between, you know, life and work. But with Keller Guitars, it doesn't ever feel like I'm working, which is the coolest part. I mean, I wake up and I'm like, hey, let me check with my suppliers and see how the shipment's going, or let me see if there's any other pre-orders in the on the website today, or I don't know. It doesn't really feel like work, so I kind of just give all my effort into Keller Guitars, and then, you know, if my friends are wanting to do something that night, I'll say, awesome, I got to get this done, but I'll definitely hang with you after.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, I work a regular hourly job, and it would, you know, it'd be awesome to think, like, oh, wow, let me check my suppliers and see what's going on.
It's pretty cool to, I guess, get to really be at the foundation of a company like that.
Yeah.
The base of it.
And just building off suppliers, how do you go about finding the right supplier for your company and then building the relationship with them and that kind of thing?
It's tough. I would just say, you know, testing out a couple of suppliers before you commit. We did a lot of sampling to see which suppliers could meet our quality standards because we really wanted to build something that was high quality. One of our slogans is praise him with something beautiful. So I wanted it to be a nice high quality piece that wasn't just cheap, you know, stuff. So sampling and showing respect to your suppliers is important. And once you find one that you really like, I'd say have a little bit of loyalty and transparency with them.
So did you get just sample pieces of wood or did you go ahead and make like the full guitar using, you know, different samples?
I did full guitar. So okay. I probably had like 10 companies I was looking at, but I narrowed it down to 3 and ordered a full guitar sample from them. And then we chose our favorite supplier from that.
Awesome.
So Brian, if there was anything you could tell yourself 5 months ago that you've learned since then, what would that be?
I would probably...
You can think on it. Sorry.
It has been too long ago, but I would probably say find people that share your vision. I sometimes am, you know, oh, I can do it myself. I think that way a lot. But you can't build a company on your own. And I'm learning that getting other people to join me in my journey has not only been more fun and more rewarding, but it's been a little bit easier and it's taken a little bit of weight off my shoulders, knowing that there's people alongside me that want to see it succeed as well.
Wise words, wise words. Well, Brian, we thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, go.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, if there's any way our viewers can contact you, what would be the best way to do that?
Yeah, so I'm sure they'll have the information on a link or something, but you can go to our website at www.thekellerguitar.com to see some of our products. Or, I mean, you can give me a call at 678-773- 8756.
All right. That's customer service.
Yeah, I'm there for our customers for sure.
All right. Well, all right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I'm Adam Wozniak.
And I'm Alex Stoker.
We're Biz Radio U, pushing knowledge further by spotlighting the best in business.